It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Every week we check in with our neighbors just across the county line to see what is happening in the Chatham region. And there is a whole lot to catch up on today since it is Election Day. And I'm joined on the phone by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard to learn about that and many other things happening around the county government. Karen, thanks so much for being with us today. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm good. And congratulations to you guys. I'm sure everyone has congratulated you already, but I have not gotten a chance to. So congratulations to you and Aaron and WCHL and everyone else that won awards for your coverage of exciting stuff happening around here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the Station of the Year stuff is really exciting. Looking forward to, you know, always really appreciate the recognition because we know that the work is important and to you know, that's just an additional type of affirmation out there. We get thanked by listeners all the time, but I appreciate that. And a good part of that is also thanks to folks like you who come in and help us with great segments like this. And Karen, it seems it seems like it's a great time for us to be checking in. Obviously, it is Election Day, and we've got elections happening in Chatham County. You and the other county commissioners not affected by this one, it is truly municipal elections, but what have you been seeing so far throughout the day or throughout the early voting period in terms of participation in these elections in Chatham County?
So very happy not to be on the chopping block right now, but, you know, I've been surprised at the slow turnout, really. There's certainly a lot of conversation on the ground that's been happening in and around Pittsboro. You know, they're having their municipal elections, and there are some challengers to current seats. But turnout was relatively slow, and I'm hoping that means that everybody just poured out today because, you know, as the conversations around Chatham Park and a lot of the development that's happening in Pittsboro have heated up over the past few years, it's become so obvious that these local elections, these local, close to the ground, right at home, amongst the people elections matter so much. And I hope that our constituents are hearing that and seeing that and will actually show up and vote, you know, vote in their town and their own best interest.
Absolutely. We saw a whole bunch of early voting participation in Orange County, actually the most ever for a odd number municipal election year. I haven't yet seen Chatham County's numbers, but I imagine that a good amount of participation there, too, and we were just talking about this last segment with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Do you have a preference, Karen, between early voting and voting on Election Day?
So I tend to vote early. I always vote early, but I'm always at the polls on Election Day because I think there is an energy and an excitement around the actual Election Day. When I was younger, I would vote later. I would vote on Election Day. But now, in my age, I think I'm not taking any chances. Get out there the first day of early voting and let my vote count.
Yep, that makes sense. That makes sense. And it seems to be the trend kind of in North Carolina, too, where, you know, you have to register before Election Day, and you can do that during the early voting period. You can choose from your precinct. So just some of the many benefits that early voting offers.
Yeah. And shorter lines.
That too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. Well, obviously, we're going to be talking about elections for pretty much the rest of the day here on 97.9 The Hill. So let's transition to some other stuff happening around the Chatham County government. The Board of Commissioners actually had a meeting yesterday that had seemingly a pretty straightforward agenda. I'm not sure how long it ended up being for you guys, Karen, but a couple of interesting topics on that meeting agenda. How did everything go?
So it was an odd Monday meeting because we rarely have that first Monday in the month meeting, but our agendas have been fairly full. So I think it was wise to have this meeting. It was not a very long meeting. We were out of there before 8 o'clock, but we were looking at and hearing about some important things. And our climate change advisory committee reported out to us. They will actually be doing a full report in December, but they came to give us some highlights and some thoughts around the direction that they are heading for the input that they want to give to the commissioners and some suggestions for us to sort of bring policies and practices in line with the thinking in terms of development and how we plan transit and how we protect tree cover as we go into conversations with our UDO team and start working through what our unified development ordinance will look like and how can that help us manage some of the impacts of climate change.
Yeah,
that was a really good conversation.
I imagine so. We have been doing some coverage pretty consistently since Chapel Hill and Carrboro enacted their own climate action plans over the last couple of years, and it seems more and more common to see these groups, and whether they're, you know, true groups of town staff or just advisory boards, popping up to talk about, well, what does the future and the impact of our local governments have on the environment? And, you know, as we know in Chatham County, there's a lot happening there that obviously is being affected by global warming, climate change. And it just seems to make the importance of having groups like these advisory boards and committees even more important.
Absolutely. And have them involved at a stage that they can have the greatest impact, right? So it's valueless to have an advisory committee like this that is has experts on that board, that advisory committee, and not allow them an opportunity to give input before we draft the UDO, before we begin thinking about the things that we need. And I think it's critical that we hear this information, that we take this, digest it, and pass it on to our CIT team so that they can incorporate it into the work that they do. And it's not just on the shoulders of the commissioners, because when local elected leaders change, you do not want these critical things like climate change policies and practices to change.
So that was one part of the meeting. The other part was about capital improvement projects, right? And kind of getting an overview of that. But that's also going to be in a future meeting that the commissioners are having later on this month, right?
Right. So we will have we will actually be doing our budget work session starting the day after our November 15th meeting. So on November 16th, we start our budget work sessions. And people may have heard our assistant county manager mention that not everyone does this. Not everyone gets their CIP prior to their budget work session starting. But I think it's very wise that we do that and that we have an idea of the things, a good idea of the things that are looming ahead of us, so that as we plan the budget, as we begin to work through how we want to expend the people's money, we are aware of and have an eye on these things that will have to be dealt with in the near and not so near future, so that they're no surprises. You know, there will occasionally be surprises, but to the extent that we can plan for some of these growth and infrastructure needs, it's good to have them on the CIP and be able to see them 7 years out.
Sure. Helps keeps them front of mind, too, especially in an area like Chatham County, where so much growth is happening. So many of these projects are probably in the works. Just so people can have a mind or keep in mind kind of what you're talking about here, Karen, can you share some of the examples on that CIP plan?
Yes. So we know that Chatham has a growing aging population, and our Council on Aging facilities are limited. They're small, and we anticipate that we will have more people in need of more services. So we are looking at either building another center, a larger center, or combining the centers into a large center that's somewhere central. And all of this requires funding. And part of what we do in this CIP and in the budgeting session is think through what are the things that we would like to be putting aside money for now, because we know we will need them in 3 years or 5 years or 7 years. What are the things that we will be taking some of the tax dollars that we recover and putting into a special fund so that when these critical needs hit, we can actually build them? So when the Council on Aging is actually ready to be built, that we have funds in that pool. Same with schools and libraries and repairs on school buildings and other public buildings. So there are about 10 pages of future needs that are not yet funded, but we are keeping an eye on, because we know that these are things, critical needs, that will have to be met in the next 7 years or so.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, and if you want to check out video of that county commissioner meeting that happened last night, they've got it available on their website, chathamcountync.gov. That is the place to go to for pretty much all of their meeting materials and videos. Yeah. And something else that the county government just shared, too, it seems like it wasn't all that long ago that we started the Chatham 250 celebration, but in just a couple of days, I think on November 10th, it's going to be the finale of that celebration, right, Karen? What can you share about that event?
It will be the grand finale. The final fireworks show will be in Siler City on the 10th, and I sadly will be out of town for that, but there's a lot of excitement around it, and I understand that most of the other commissioners will be there. And I mean, these kinds of celebrations seem somewhat innocuous when we're in the midst of them. But in terms of the history of a place, they matter. You know, it really matters that what we were doing in 2021 will matter to future generations. And I actually really enjoy this kind of thing.
What has been your favorite aspect of Chatham 250 and what that group who's been organizing it has been able to do over the last few months during this period of, you know, really reflection of since the county government was founded?
Yeah, I felt that more than anything, it was a celebration of diversity, our rich diversity, that, you know, there are parts of Chatham that are highly developed and very much like Orange County and Wake County. And then there are rural, pastoral, beautiful parts of Chatham County that provide so much of benefit to the rest of us that we want to preserve. And there are practices and celebrations and events that happen around these different parts of the county. They're so unique to them, to place. So for me, it's just been a really opportunity to highlight and reflect on how rich a culture and a community we are because of our diversity.
Well, it's been fun to follow and appreciate in some ways from afar. And every time we've talked with the Chatham 250 folks, it sounds like it's been some really great work. You can check out their website, chatham250.org, to really learn more about their efforts and find more details out about that fireworks finale. I'm afraid that we've got to begin to wrap up, Commissioner Howard, but we do still have a couple moments left. Anything else coming up beyond Election Day that you think our listeners should keep in mind?
Just one thing I wanted to highlight is that on Friday, this Friday, November 5th, the Council on Aging will be having a Veterans Memorial, and that can be found on their website and on their Facebook page. It's on Elston Bridge Road in Siler City, and it's from 10:30 to 11:30 on Friday.
All right, yeah,
Salute to Veterans, it's called. I'm sorry, a Salute to Veterans.
Got it. Yeah. I was going to say, I think we'll have you on following Veterans Day, but not quite in time enough to talk about it then. So that is a good plug, and it'll be here before we know it. Well, again, chathamcountync.gov, the website to go to for the Chatham County government. And Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you again for having me.